You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Now, hands up, there's so much to be excited about all the time, isn't there? Splore coming up on the 21st of February?
21st of February to the 24th of February. Oh, is that Friday? Friday to Sunday?
Yeah, that'd be about right. Of course, it's sold out.
It is. There is a ticket.
I could just feel somebody out there going, hang on, what?
There is a tickets waiting list, though, so if you want to try and get a ticket from someone selling one, that's probably the best way to go.
Someone in unfortunate circumstances or difficult, challenging circumstances may mean that somebody has to give up their ticket that they bought months ago.
Does it normally sell out? I feel like it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It does normally sell out. And so it's chocker, but they run a gig. Mm. Woo! They run a gig up there, down there. And they've got a great lineup this year, including this next group, Jungle Brothers, who I spoke to last week or the other week, didn't I?
Yeah.
Jungle Brothers, band from the Jungle Brothers. So we'll play the tune.
We'll play Doing Our Own Dang, not Thang. Doing Our Own Dang.
Doing Your Own Dang
by Jungle Brothers.
Playing live at Splore for you at Splore.
Me, plug three, the one they call Baby Huey, the one that gets all the buddy.
All the money.
Yeah, that's right.
A fat funky fruit with a whole lot of tang. A little something called doing our own thing. Breaking the beat, others wish they broke. Baseline so dope that you just might choke. Don't bite on something that you can't chew. And don't trail behind when I'm coming through. Front in the field that you really can't feel. Cause you're trying to feel what's on my reel to reel.
A tree is growing. Can't you see what I see? A ripe new fruit to boot. We count to 10 before we pass the coots. Now that's family. Equipped with the brothers and the sisters and the sisters and the brothers and all the others with the funky flares, the bugged out hairs. It's the life of Riley. I'm really ready, gazing at the gala filled rap. The cool June bugs, the wicks, the wax. Praise the rhythms for what it be, and praise the Lord for the JBs.
Cut your hand and the blood is red instead of sellout green. This is not music for an R&B mind. This is flower intertwined with a vine.
Another word, this is rough.
You see what I mean, or see what Grandpa Bam saw? The funk we transmit is unstable. One condition if I am able to say.
Yes, you may.
Well, hey, let's get on with it. Vocal confetti is thrown, sometimes spit it out the vents of hecklers and fans. Either which way, they all hop on the band. The band, the band. Here comes the band, a tribe of fingers all on one hand. Me, myself, and I is dark. Moni Love, the mouthpiece is now yours to spark.
Sister Moni, the only one here who missed the plane back to London. Resided with my brothers and I learned a lot from them. About the groove, how to be smooth and plain funky. And sometimes, right, it's kind of funky, but it's cool. For we are beyond the stereotype. Coordination crazy, but still it sounds hype. Rocking off and on beat, and I do believe I'm right.
You're right.
Am I wrong?
Yes. Yeah,
don't be mad, be glad I missed the plane. I'm staying with my brothers, Jungle Soul, and the tribe I'm staying. Funky, funky rhymes that always stay in swing. I believe we're doing our own thing.
Sets all the trends from soul to soul on to loose ends. A&R men sign groups like him.
That's where the money's at, honey.
Yeah. The industry's filled with copycats. R&B mixed with sloppy raps. Tribes like us always open doors. But what for? So you can get yours? You ain't into it, all you want is popping. So I ask you please to stop it. Leave me alone, get off my bone. Cause I'm doing my own. A new seed, a new breed, a new menu to feed the greed. A new pair of boots for a new piece of butt. Sweet daddy, are you there?
Jimmy B is on the cut.
Spinning back for a rap that's laid back. Ready to kick back, those give no slack. I may rock a rhyme or may start the same, but still, I'm doing my own thing.
In comes the mood of Jungle and Daisies. Play the thing and let the vibes raise me. All hold hands and let's walk about. Form a circle and talk about. Don't follow the path that we're stepping. Truth to the soul's what I'm cramming. Reasons for this is the family strong, and like Bob Marley said, seeing's believing, so see and believe, and let the groove of the new proceed. A whole bunch of love, peace, signs, and fun, so let's do what's got to be done, you know?
Begun, so, you know, we gotta move on.
I don't see anything wrong with what we
On the line with us is Bam from the Jungle Brothers. The Jungle Brothers. Jungle Brothers, who have an esteemed career, who have been the reason for so many other artists jumping off and getting involved in the type of music they're involved in, and who will be headlining Splore, the 20th anniversary of Splore, the festival that is like no other in the world. Are you excited about that, Bam?
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
Have you been? You've been to New Zealand before in the past, and do you have fond memories of us?
Yeah, I had a great time the last time I was there. I remember it being very green and very sunny.
Well, the festival that you guys are going to be playing at is the epitome of a great time, green and sunny. It's amazing. It's an amazing privilege to be on the 20th birthday lineup, and we're really lucky to have you.
I'm looking at pictures on Google right now. Dreaming about getting there.
It's stupid, eh? How's it been? How's it been the last wee while? I mean, you guys are 30 years old. It's 30 years since your debut album Straight Outta the Jungle came out. That's your life, isn't it? That's your life, and here you are headlining still 30 years down the track, and that must be immensely satisfying.
Yes, it is immensely satisfying. I mean, we still have a lot of energy on stage. The chemistry is good. It's, you know, the music is seasoned really well. We've seasoned really well. The scene has grown. There's a lot more festivals. There's a lot more artists, a lot more creativity. This is exciting times, you know. It's just there's a lot more people going out checking out live music. So it's all good.
There's you know, it's very easy to get thrown into just when you are headlining stuff at you know, 30 years old, it's very easy just people to think of you as a modern day group, which is awesome. But you guys were there right at the very, very sort of when hip hop and when, you know, people who just wanted to make beats and spit rhymes, that sort of thing, that when it really kicked off. And it must be amazing to be at the epicenter of that sort of that explosion in culture and music, and to be able to watch it all play out and to where it's ended up today.
Great. It's been great to watch the whole thing play out and evolve and still feel a part of it. You know, that's been really a great thing. I mean, because, like you said, we were at the very beginning of things becoming more modern and established to the way they are today. So we knew we had a long road ahead of us, and it's just great because we also started off in high school, so we had an early start so that we can have a longer run.
What were the sort of things that got you excited at high school and I guess steered you in the direction that you've gone?
Hip-hop was, it gave you this space to be creative, and you had all your peers that were into it, and it was like an inside thing. Like, but you can see that it was going to spread, and it was just starting to spread right when we got involved with it. It was going more international, and another round was being reloaded. We were part of that. And to see a lot of groups that are now historical groups that are still out there, like Big Daddy Kane and Chubb Rock and Tila Rock and EPMD and, you know, Jay-Z, you know, it's just like, great, you know, it's like all the fireworks are going off, and we've got room to create our own space and do it how we want to do it, you know. And there's all the past stuff too, the music from the funk era and the soul music and the jazz. The stuff we grew up on, we were now able to sample that and use that to make our music. So it was like a win-win, you know.
There seems to be it must be amazing. Also seeing the people that are coming up today and citing you like over and over as one of the major influences of where the modern sounds arrived, you know. I mean, I've seen some fantastic stuff that you in some documentaries recently with you guys sort of being name checked and being interviewed about your role and the growth of hip hop and that sort of thing. That must be really cool, you know, to feel like that people, you know, take took note of it and still do hold you in that high regard, you know, and the fact you're still making music, that's, you couldn't ask for anything better, could you?
Yeah, it's a perfect song. You know, I really appreciate all the people that have been name-checking us, and I do the same thing as well, because we started off as a community where we were all together in that hip-hop scene, building it together. So the influences were mutual, and it's good to hear people voice that now, you know, and it keeps the same energy and the same vibe of the early days when we were together, you know, building this thing. And now we're still building it,
yeah.
You know, but it's going more places than just the local scene. So everybody's everywhere. And then you get these documentaries and you see these interviews on Google and you see the name checks and, you know, some of it you know, some of it you don't know. You know, but it's inspiring to find these things out. It just adds more fuel to the fire.
My first experience of the Jungle Brothers was at some seething, sweating house party, and when I heard "I House You" a million years ago. And I remember even when I first found out about you guys and you know, like first hearing about you from that sort of musical spectrum, and I was thinking, oh, that's cool, they're getting involved there. And mostly, I mean, that was kind of an interesting period for you guys to be welcomed into, or to help sort of fashion that genre as well, to be part of the growth of house music as well. It must have been interesting.
Yeah, well, at the time, hip-hop had a broader definition, and it was more danceable, and it was more about making jams. So
Do you think it needs a bit more of that? The modern hip-hop needs a bit more of that?
Yeah, I think they have. I think the modern hip-hop is, it's more of a lifestyle thing.
Yeah.
Whereas for us, it was more about, well, you know, it started off with the party and the block party, and then it turned into the raves, and then it turned into festivals, and it was all about a vibe, and the MCs were doing party lyrics, and, you know, and jamming out in the studio and jamming out on the mic. They really weren't establishing like a lifestyle. It was more about a spirit and a vibe. And so there was more room to be diverse because of that, because we weren't making our own records. We were using jams, you know, whether it was funk breaks or rock breaks or disco breaks, you know, it was a lot more eclectic. And as you got in the studio, you put those type of influences together and made your own song, and you didn't really think about the style of the music you were sampling. You just thought about what you were going to do to it. So you got more diversity that way. And today, there's more of a lifestyle thing around the genre of music or the subgenre of music. It's more of a lifestyle thing, and that's what informs music. It's not like, oh, I'm open to funk, or I'm open to soul, or I'm open to jazz. It's, the music is more electronic based from the computer, and it revolves around the lifestyle.
I guess we've over time we've realized that there's an awful lot of money to be made in this particular subgenre for some people, and so I guess it makes people a little less interested in exploring and taking risks, you know. I imagine when you talk about that block party sort of time, you know, many years ago, that, you know, you saw a hip-hop video then, you had everyone from your auntie from down the road to some kids who were friends of the family in the video, and you know, like, there's this full plethora of different, all ages, all shapes, sizes, people partying. And now a hip-hop video seems to be people all dressed exactly the same, all the same size, all the same look, all doing the same thing, all the same, and it's kind of homogenized itself, and it's got a little bit sort of, it's because I guess because everybody's gone, this is the formula, let's stick with this.
Right, you know, it's a phase also. I see it as a phase too, because it's like, can we do that? Can that work? And what would that be like? Let's look at it. And, you know, it also reflects globalization, because the outlets where the kids, where they buy their clothes from, and, you know, those are globalized. So as far as fashion goes, you know, if it's a certain trainer,
yeah,
it's gonna be globally available. You know, we didn't have that in our day. We had local shops where you could get customized stuff or make stuff customized, or it was only in selected stores. It wasn't like global. But now fashion is global, and so I can be in London and see people dressed in a certain outfit, and then go to New York and they're dressed in the same outfit. Then I can go to LA and it's the same outfit.
Yeah.
And then I can go to Germany and it's the same outfit, you know, like basic casual wear. And that's also a part of the whole homogenization as well. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's cool to be on the same page with the masses.
Right.
It's cool to know more about pop culture itself than subculture.
But you guys, the Jungle Brothers, have obviously kept a wise and considered eye on such things, because you've even managing to stay around for 30 years as any sort of musical act is remarkable. And but hip hop being as a particularly treacherous sort of genre to be working with, as far as breaking up the attraction of money, the attraction of fame, and commercialization, that sort of thing. It's you must have learned some wise words for the youth, I'd imagine. Bam.
Well, this is their time right now to experience what they're experiencing, because this is like the first year in for a lot of them, or the first few years in, you know, as far as like making a name for themselves and being out there. It's their first taste. And because we established so much, they can walk through the doors, you know, dressed a certain way and with a formula, and lots of other people that are doing that, and feel like they're part of a scene and a community. It's kind of like getting the whole kit in the box.
Yeah.
So it lowers the risk of, will I be accepted?
A lot of the work, you guys did a lot of the work for them as well, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You and people of your era.
I'll explain it to you like this. We come through the door with the spirit and an energy. Now, you don't necessarily define that energy, and that's just how it was with the Big Bang in the universe. It's like, here's this big thing that's going to, with all its energy, that's going to just expand, and then it's going to take form, and then we're going to name the planets, and then we're going to be able to copy and paste, you know, because now we see all the choices and we see which one's the most popular, so we just pick that one and we copy and paste that, copy and paste that, copy and paste that. And that's, you know, that kind of set security is fun for a while, but, you know, we're still human beings and we still have this energy, and because of that, we can still walk through the door and say, hey, look, we don't have the copy-paste formula, and you might not be familiar with what we do, and which I hear this a lot from different people, but they get into it because we're still...
It's the spirit,
the
man.
The Big Bang. We're still bringing that energy in there.
Excellent.
You know what I mean?
Yes, like, yes, I do know what you mean.
Back in the days. That's how it was back in the days when you went to go see Bob Marley, or you went to go see David Bowie, or you went to go see AC/DC, or you, these were bands. You went to see bands. You might not have known all their material, but it's like 10 people on stage playing with all that energy. You start to feel something.
And fuck
you.
Yes.
You start to learn the music, and then you know the lyrics, and then you can identify the band.
Yeah, and that right there, my friend, is the reason that you're headlining Splore.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, Bam, thank you very much for talking to us. I can't wait to see you guys at Splore. I think it's going to be amazing. I think it's a cool addition to the lineup. And all the very best here. Thanks for talking to BFM this morning.
Thanks for having us, man, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot. See you later. See you at the 20th anniversary of Splore.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.